Well, an increasing number of companies are offering unlimited vacation. It means no more rationing your available time off, but instead, the ability to take as many days off as you need. I'm talking more about what this means for employees with Matt Stegmeier. He is a consultant with Stegmeier Consulting Group, which helps organizations effectively implement telework programs and other alternative workplace strategies. Matt, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Jessica.
So it's an interesting concept here, the ability for an employee to take as many days off as possible. Is there any catch to this at all?
If it's a truly unlimited vacation policy, then no. Mm-hmm. If the organization is truly embracing the concept, then employees should be trusted to take the time off that they need. And the system really relies on accountability. Employees need to make sure that their workload is covered during their time off.
So what's the real benefit here for employers who are offering unlimited vacation?
It's a great selling tool for organizations. An unlimited vacation policy can significantly help with talent attraction and retention. It really helps differentiate yourself from other organizations. So if you think to a college career fair, you have all these seniors looking for jobs, and if they're one of the top students in their class and they're everyone wants to hire them, they're having all these great chats at the different booths, and maybe she finds two different companies that she likes and pretty much everything's equal with them, and she finds out that your organization has an unlimited vacation policy. Well, I'm working there, it's really a no-brainer at that point. So helping attract talent is one of the benefits. Another benefit is that it really helps out with HR. It can unburden your human resources department in terms of tracking time off. You don't really need to do that anymore. It can also bring about some positive changes to your corporate culture, and it really helps cut down on burnt-out employees.
So how does it really work here? If HR is not involved in keeping track of how many days you take off, if you have an unlimited number of vacation days, how does it work? How does the employee go about taking those?
Each organization is going to have their own way of doing it in terms of the semantics. But taking off, you really need to have a strong plan in place. Employees really need to know what's expected of them, what's acceptable and what's not. And it's really up to the organization to draw a line in the sand in terms of, okay, can't take off a whole year, you got to draw a line somewhere and kind of work from there.
I saw one article on this topic where it was the company manager who was typically the one approving an employee's request for vacation. But I'm wondering if favoritism or some sort of HR-related issue would come into play if it's one person that is constantly approving or denying these requests for vacation. Can it pose a risk to the company in some cases? And is HR involved in this process at all, do you think, in some companies?
That's a really good question, Jessica. These are the type of hypotheticals that our company, Stegmeier Consulting Group, deals with when helping our clients implement workplace initiatives. We'll train managers on how to properly supervise an environment that is wholly new to them. So the fact is that implementing an unlimited vacation policy does have plenty of risks. Company needs a well-thought-out handbook on protocols and guidelines for how such an arrangement will work. And as you kind of pointed out, if there is favoritism, that can come back and backfire on the company. A poorly planned and implemented unlimited vacation policy can easily produce the opposite of the desired effects. So with your example of the whole favoritism thing, if a manager is playing favoritism, then the employee who's left out, for lack of better terms, is really going to not like working there. And, one of the benefits of an unlimited vacation policy is the positive buzz it creates for your organization. Word gets out that you have that. People want to work there. Employees who love working for you are more likely to list your organization as a top workplace and all the workplace surveys that go on in the newspapers. And if you have disgruntled employees, you've got another problem on your hands. So in terms of preparing for an unlimited vacation policy, you really need to think everything through, develop the policy, and touch bases with all and make sure everyone's on the same page. Managers really need to be trained about how to handle employees in this type of environment. And like I said, it is a big risk, and it's typically something that we wouldn't suggest to our clients. An ideal candidate for an unlimited vacation policy has a strong corporate culture. So I would say you see more and more Silicon Valley-type tech companies embracing this kind of cutting-edge thing. But it's really, it's out there. There's some risk involved. So
you would discourage companies from having the point person be one person?
Really, I would say in most instances, it would come down to an individual manager. A manager needs to know that his or her workforce has everything covered when one person's out.
But are there ways that companies can go about preventing excessive vacation? Because, you know, it seems like this is a perk that could really be abused.
Yeah, that's so true, Jessica. And, you know, if it's done properly, an unlimited vacation policy is almost self-policing. So with vacationing employees needing to make sure that their workload is handled in their absence, colleagues will quickly grow weary of slacker employees that are always taking off. So in a sense, things should work themselves out, but I mean, that's really a hypothetical situation, you know. You really need to make sure the protocols are in place and employees know what's expected of them. And if an employee is out of line, then a manager needs to step in and have a talk with them.
You mentioned something earlier, accountability, and unlimited vacation really relies on accountability on the part of the employee. How does that work? Because I'm just wondering, you said there's sometimes one person that approves or denies the vacation requests. Is there someone keeping track in the long run of how much time is being taken off from year to year? And how does the accountability work?
One, the benefits can also be a detriment. So if by implementing an unlimited vacation policy, you decide, okay, well, HR no longer needs to keep track of our time, which could be a benefit. I mean, you think about all the paperwork and time spent on that. I mean, that's a huge cost time sink right there for your organization. But on the other hand, you don't really have any metrics to measure productivity by. You can't really tell how effective this is being. It's just going to have to pass the eye test, you know.
To what extent has it proven to change the office environment and workflow for certain companies?
Well, I think companies that are embracing unlimited vacation policies are really few and far between, so not a lot of studies have been done about the changes to the workflow and work processes and the physical work environment. But I can say if your organization's considering something like this, perhaps a more happy medium is flex work. And that's been well documented. And what flex work is, say, you know, an employee has a leaky faucet at home and you have to have the plumber come in. Well, instead of needing to take the entire day off, the employee will just come in 2 hours later and then work 2 hours after their normal start time. So by being a more flexible and agile organization, employees can really still get the work done. And it's more of a happy medium and there's a lot less risk of it.
So is it all about just getting the work done? And how does that affect slower workers in the office who might not be able to get all of their work done before they need to take off?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jessica. And if you think about what you do at work, it really is all about getting the work done. I think so many times we get stuck in that paradigm that work is where you are. No, it's not where you are. It's what you do. I mean, no one's paying you to go into the office to sit there and collect a check. You know, you're coming in and doing a specific task. And, I mean, many times those tasks can be completed at home or remotely, and more organizations are really seeing things this way. In terms of the slower employees, well, sometimes if you're the slow employee, you kind of get left behind, so.
What about those employees who love coming to work and are not going to take the time off that they've earned or they deserve, especially if they're worried about job performance in the long run? I'll add to that, with unlimited vacation, do employers still look at how much time has been taken off when they're doing, say, an annual review?
Yeah, that's a really astute question. Jessica, I think you should get into consulting. You have some really good insights here.
Yeah, well, it just seems like it's too good to be true, you know?
Yeah, in many instances it is. And that's the crux of the issue is, you know, an employee is going to do what they think is acceptable in their boss's eyes. So let's start from the top of the organization. If the C-suite, all the executives, the CEO, the CFO, et cetera, if all they do is, if you have an unlimited vacation policy and all they're taking off is a day here and a day there, the middle management is going to follow suit, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not going to want to take any more than a week or two off at a time. And that's going to trickle down to the frontline employees. And in turn, everyone's going to resent the organization. They're going to think, unlimited vacation policy, yeah, right. You know, we can only take a day or two off here and there. So you really need the structure in place, the strong corporate structure, and it's got to come from the top, Jessica. The leadership really needs to set the example and show people we have the unlimited vacation policy here for it to be used. It's not just, you know, a recruitment tool to lure you into work here. You know, we want you to take off, and no one's going to do that if top people aren't following suit.
Do you think there could be a domino effect, though, if employers come out and say at the very beginning, this will not, the number of days you take off for unlimited vacation will not affect your review?
Yeah, that's the difference between word and action, right? So if you're saying something and people aren't really living it out, such as, you know, people only taking a day or two off here and there, then there's still going to be the perception that, yeah, you know, that's what you told me, but in this tough economy, I'm not taking that chance. So it really needs to be lived out.
You know, you deal a lot with telework solutions here. How have developments in technology affected the typical office structure? And you talked a little bit about this, how employers are now finding that employees can work from home and get just as much done. But how do you deal with that problem of trying to balance personal time with work time, especially when you're not in the office?
You know, I'm working from home today myself, and I just did some laundry, and it's really nice being able to work from home because, you know, studies have actually shown that people who work from home tend to work more and work harder, and more meaning longer hours. There's a perception that if I can't see you, you're not doing work. So mobile employees tend to really compensate for the benefit of being able to work on their own terms. You know, working remotely and having technology to do so is really a great benefit of our society now, but the fact is there's still the perception that if I can't see you, you're not working, and that's something organizations need to correct with their managers.
How do you get past those common beliefs, though? I mean, especially you mentioned only a few companies are really pursuing this unlimited vacation. How do you get past the barriers of what people think and have thought for so long about the ability of employees to work from home?
Yeah, no, that's such a good point that does exist. And when our clients bring us in to help out with telework and other type policies, we'll usually do some intensive training with the managers to change the way they think about work and where work is. You know, it's just so difficult to manage people that you can't see. And it's just your natural inclination to think, oh, this isn't going to work. But the truth is it can work. So intensive training, you know, policies really need to be developed to back managers and to back employees. And people need to know what's expected of them. That's what it really comes down to. And truthfully, if you're getting the work done, it shouldn't matter if you're doing it at home or at work.
What tips do you give, or how do you work with companies? What's your role in all of this, in being a consultant with organizations to implement these telework programs and workplace strategies? And what other workplace strategies are there in place besides telework?
That's a good question. So our role in this is really helping the organization to implement the policies and to overcome the resistance. So, you know, I talked about the middle management briefly, saying, you know, this isn't going to work. We can't, you know, these people are probably just sitting at home on the couch eating bonbons all day and watching TV. Hmm. And the truth is they're probably not. But, you know, that's a perception. So one of the things we do is work with the managers to train them of how exactly you manage people that you can't see. So in terms of keeping an open line of communications, keeping tabs on your employees, checking in to make sure everyone's working. Another big thing is just the whole resistance aspect of, okay, there's no way this can work. And, you know, we've done it in a ton of organizations, and we know it can work. So citing best practices really goes a long way, showing what other organizations have done, the problems they've had, and the ones that they've overcome. That really goes a long way in helping to present the business case for why this can and why it really will work.
We've been talking about unlimited vacation. It's a new work perk that a lot of companies are offering, the ability to have unlimited time off. Been speaking with Matt Stegmaier. He is a consultant with Stegmaier Consulting Group, which helps organizations effectively implement telework programs and other alternative workplace strategies. Matt, thanks so much for weighing in on this.
Thanks, Jessica.
And stay tuned, because up next we'll talk to the CEO and co-founder of HubSpot. That's a company that offers unlimited vacation. That's next, right after this quick break.